Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is and I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, ma'am. So, before I start the show tonight, I want to give a shout out to the University of New Mexico. You know, Lisa Blue, you know, get well, be safe. Nurse Andrea, the head nurse in one of the departments there, taking good care of her. They have a good staff. So be well soon, Lisa. Okay, so we'll have a good show tonight. Unfortunately, it's about gun control and gun violence in America. Since the start of the year, over 200 gun violence has happened. You know, it seems like nowhere safe. Supermarkets, schools, churches, and other places often thought to be violence-free are some of the hardest hit. What can we do to curtail gun violence in America? Must Congress enact stricter gun control laws, or should Congress strengthen current laws? Is it time for the Second Amendment to be revised and updated? How has gun violence affected you personally? If you have any stories you can tell us, call us. We're at 515-605-9802. Tell us your story, your say on this topic. It's a very sensitive topic. We'd love to hear from you. When you call, say your first name and where you're calling from. Again, the number is 515-605-9802. Okay, so did you see the video, Lori, of that madman, that lunatic 18-year-old who, you know, came from Conklin, New York, to Buffalo, which is 3 hours' drive, hundreds of miles, and just randomly open firing people, shooting 13, killing 10. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's horrific. No, I did not watch the video. And the reason I didn't watch the video is because it's, for me, it's beyond, I just can't watch that kind of violence. It's horrific, especially when I know that it's not in a movie theater. And, you know, when you start thinking about gun control legislation, you know, and all the things that we need to avoid, and you did mention some of them, David, just in your opening words there, like grocery stores, concerts, middle schools, preschools, high schools, college campuses, mass transportation. Do we get the picture here of what's going on in this country? And this young man, this young man planned this. He's been planning this for months. Everything that I've read, definitely a racist. I think he was, of course, it was racially motivated. And I don't know about his upbringing, but if he wasn't raised a racist, then he was brainwashed, because to go in and particularly choose a supermarket that was in a in a community that was had a lot of black people, it was a black community, and then to live stream the incident, is horrific.
And when you look at the background of this young man, this lunatic, this psycho, from what I hear and get to understand, is that his parents are a piece of shit, basically. And never having, you know, guidance growing up because they're racist themselves. And to, you know, go after a group of people, it's very disturbing. And it's a pity that New York State don't have the death penalty, because then again, the death penalty is too good for a scumbag like him. You know, it's disheartening, sickening, and I wish there's something to say or do to make it all better for the people who are suffering now in Buffalo, New York. Kind of don't deserve that.
No. And I wanted to extend my sincere condolences to the family and their friends of the of the shooting victims. You know, may they find peace in the coming days and months ahead, but they will never be forgotten. There's just no words for all of this. And are we, I guess I have to ask this question. Are we becoming numb to all of this? It seems like every weekend there is something happening, you know, a shooting here, a shooting there. And I just wanted to read a little bit of statistics, because in 2021, we ended the year with 693 mass shootings. And this is per the Gun Violence Archive. The year before, we saw 611. And in 2019, 417. So we're in a race to become violent and be nervous when you're out. And the gun legislation is not helping at all. There is no gun legislation in my eyes. Nothing is helping.
Yeah, but when you have people at the National Rifle Association being lobbyists on Capitol Hill and have all the money in the world, you know, you have different corporations. They write laws, not lawmakers. And these laws that are written, some of the lawmakers who vote on these actual bills to become laws, they haven't read one line in it. You know, all I know is that they're getting money from the NRA, pharmaceutical company, big oil, big tobacco, whoever. You know, they care nothing about the people who they're supposed to represent. And that's a sad because Citizens United was given the free rein by the Supreme Court, you know, to put dark money in our politics, and that's a big problem. Okay, so 515-605-9802 is the number to call of our first caller. Hello, from Michigan.
It's not Michigan, it's Virginia. My name's Khalil
Virginia.
Hi, one of the problems that we have is the inconsistency and people that can't see the inconsistency of the gun rights groups, but they want other people, like, I don't know if I've talked to you before.
You may have. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
But basically, like, I was talking to this man at at a hospital about how we need to be more consistent about this type of stuff, but all he did was deflect attention only onto gun control. He just took whatever he wanted to hear. And I've noticed that with a lot of these movies, like, you either have conspiracy theories or you'll have people that whenever there's talk of officers outgunned or, you know, inconsistency in the gun rights, they get deflect attention from it and just talk about gun control. And then when you tell them about it, they have the nerve to get defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I ask you a question? What do you think about what happened over on May 14th?
Bad. You know, it's a shame.
Okay. Now, do you think it was racially motivated?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And another question I have for you. He was wearing military fatigues, body armor. He was wearing a tactical helmet when he shot four people in the parking lot. And then he went inside and, you know, and shot the rest. Do you think that an 18-year-old, I mean, where did he get this gun? This is what bothers me. That is the root of the problem here.
Yeah.
Is where do they get these weapons?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. And the way I feel is the NRA has blood on their hands because, you know, if you want something that hurts people but you don't want something that helps people, it shows where your mind is. Like, there are guns that are much safer, and you have a choice between the more dangerous guns and the safer guns, and because of the NRA, that's illegal. It's like, if you can make illegal guns that are smart, you can make guns that are illegal guns that are for what you call for like military. And if you can ban police from having military style weapons, you should certainly ban civilians, because at least the police, the detectives and the SWAT team, at least they have training and they have hollow points. Civilians don't have that. But I talked to the man about that, and all he did was take what he wanted to talk about. So I got annoyed and I stopped talking to him. I wouldn't. The only reason I didn't get nasty with him is because he was very friendly, and he was. But at the same time, he was just taking what he wanted, you know. And I'm not talking about just gun control when I was talking to him.
Right. What do you feel about? You know, the Second Amendment is a good thing, but in this day and age, should we upgrade it and amend it?
Yeah, we should. And the people who say this stuff is a straw man should stop saying that, because basically anytime with the gun rights, they have a knee-jerk reaction to someone that shoots a gun in the movie, or a knee-jerk reaction to a trained non-civilian bodyguard shooting, or they shooting for self-defense, or they have a knee-jerk reaction to someone that's shooting a gun responsibly. But yet you call them out for the Fast and the Furious thing, they all of a sudden is liberal if we don't get it. It's like, make up your mind.
Right. That's insane. Yeah. So how is the politics in Virginia? You said Virginia, right?
Yep.
Yes, man. So, like, on a national scale, you know, Democrats and Republicans hate each other, or want to work with each other. How is it in your state? You know, do you have, compromise or...
Yeah, but see, I have most of the people that compromise, in my opinion, that I know, are personal. They are against gun control, but they're respectable people. They don't support it. They're not going to support, be against gun control, but be supportive of something that hurts people. And that's where people have blood on their hands, is when they can't make up their minds.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And like when you watch movies like Rambo and all that stuff is fake. So for them, the thing... really disgusting thing is when you call them out on the Fast and the Furious thing, they'll say you don't get it, but then they'll call you a hypocrite because you're shooting a gun in a movie. It's like you're acting, but the Fast and the Furious thing is actually real. So that's another reason I stopped respecting Alex Jones, because he only wanted to use the Fast and the Furious to prove a point. And then he basically accuses people who don't want gun control, who do want gun control, as exploiting the victims. But then he did the same thing with the Fast and the Furious, and he also doesn't want officers to have the same amount of firepower that the civilians have. And that's when we have stuff like that, we're going to have North Hollywood, or we're going to have Miami. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how often it will happen. If you don't want these officers to have what they want, don't allow civilians to have what they want, or at least give, have education.
Yes, they do have education, but the problem is these civilians are still getting these guns and rifles and weapons, AR-15s. They're building ghost guns from online. It is, you know, all of that. How do you combat that? How do we put an end to it? I don't see it coming because there's too much money involved.
We need to put our foot down and say, you know, to the NRA, you guys need to make up your mind. And we need to say to these other people, you need to make up your mind. You need to stop deflecting when someone brings it up and stop getting defensive when someone tells you. You know, at least because if we don't have gun control, then we either need guns that are safer. We need education to be legal, about studies to be legal. We need also police officers don't need to just have certain guns while civilians have whatever they want. And we also don't need people walking the streets trying to film a YouTube video provoking situations. You know,
true.
That stuff doesn't need people.
Yes.
So it's almost like, and we also don't need conspiracy theories every time a shooting happens. And if you're in one of those categories, you're a very shameful person when you accuse someone of exploiting a victim, because you're making the person that's wanting change out to be a bad guy while pretending to care for these people. And you don't, I'm not you, but the people who say this stuff, like Jones and the NRA, really piss me off when they say you're exploiting the victims. You know, at least
you absolutely know why they're saying that. They're just trying to throw shade is all they're trying to do. You
and
know
really
that for a fact.
Yeah, it's disgusting that they try to throw shade when they actually contradict themselves.
Oh, they do that a lot as well. But not enough people catch on or have caught on. That's the problem. And money is the game here. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So,
and people make NRA out to be the victim when they're not. If they can't make up their mind, they're certainly not a victim.
Absolutely.
So do you think if we have stronger gun control laws, it will put people, you know, on guard to say, boy, if I have this gun and I modify it, you know, that's serious jail time, or, you know, I could buy a gun off a black market and not register it. You know, you think stronger laws, you know, that's certain jail time.
Yeah, because people have tried to do a lot of things to help that stuff, and only thing, you know, is like if they can't accept any other compromise, then we're just going to have to do gun control, you know.
But we've been trying to do gun control since Sandy Hook. It's not happening.
I know. But one of the things is that it's been stymied by these conspiracy theories as well. Like Sandy Hook was made out of conspiracy. And like I said, no one is correcting these people.
Yeah.
No one's correcting
there
these
are people. There are people that believe that Sandy Hook did not happen. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I had an argument with somebody one time about that. I was livid, absolutely livid. You know, they said it was never happened. How can you say something like that never happened and have proof that it never happened? It's just appalling.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
So selfish, just want their guns, and they don't care about anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, what do you need an AR-15 for? If someone could just answer that question and give me a logical explanation. Not if you're in the Army, in the service, okay. But if you're a civilian and you have an AR-15, tell me why you have to have one. I want to know why. There is no human reason. There is none. None.
Yeah.
None that you can argue with. And that's the sad part of this whole thing. I don't know.
We don't have people like Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you a question. I was just going to ask, does anyone know what kind of gun this young man used in this shooting? Because I missed that part somewhere.
Not sure.
Okay,
yeah,
they didn't
no
really
idea.
Say. Because of all the reading that I've done,
say.
I've not seen or read, I should say, what he used, you know, as far as the weapon, what it was, if it was a rifle, a high-powered rifle, or an AR-15 or whatever. They did not say, and I was curious if maybe I missed that. Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the great replacement theory that's pushed by Tucker Carlson, Fox News. You know, I think Fox News since 1996, the year of its inception from now, has helped divide the country so much. You know, I mean, how do the media and regular people combat Fox News? Because the disinformation coming from Fox News is adding to fuel to the fire. You know, how can we, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, Tucker Carlson, with his the replacement theory.
Yeah, he's basically saying that minorities will come in the country, immigrants, and take over the jobs of white men, white people. They're going to become minorities and what have you. You know, that's pushing.
Yes.
That's race baiting. What do you think? What do you think about that, Carla?
Yeah, I do think it's race baiting. And basically it just takes away from the fact that this guy shouldn't have had a gun, and there needs to be some more, there needs to be some type of consistency.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. All right, thank you for your call. We really appreciate it. You know,
thank you so much for calling in. Have a good evening.
Yes,
you too.
Yes, that was an interesting call. Thank you so much for calling in from Virginia. Next caller from 51 error code. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's on your mind tonight?
This is Susan from Michigan.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
How are you?
Hey, good. This shooting upset me like all the others. And what upsets me more is they talk about the Second Amendment as part of the Constitution. When they wrote the Second Amendment, it was 1776, and they only had muzzle-loader guns. I don't think the Founding Fathers would like to have machine guns on our streets for no reason. We're not invaded by Russia or something. So what's the purpose of a machine gun or a high-capacity rifle? Or a high-capacity handgun that turns them into machine guns. There's no reason for them. And you were right, I think. NRA is doing it for the money.
Oh.
And, you know, the far right wants to have a gun. They walk around with them, make them feel big and protected and pushy. And it's baloney.
My husband
likes to hunt. He has a rifle. He is a sporting clay enthusiast, and he used to teach 4-H, you know, camp. And, you know, he doesn't have a machine gun. There's no reason. You go hunting with a machine gun, you make mincemeat out of the deer running by. There's no purpose for it. If you want to play with one, rent one for the day at a range or something if you want to play with a machine gun. But there's no reason for someone to own one, let alone not have background checks for crazy people. So you don't buy a gun.
Exactly.
But listen, Sue and Laurie, there's this law in Iowa where, you know, legally blind people can own a gun. You know,
serious?
It's laws like that. It's laws like that in Iowa. They push that at the NRA, and now legally blind people can own guns. So imagine, you know, a blind person having an AK-47 or AR-15. You know, I mean, what next? You give them a driver's license to drive, This is so antiquated and weird. I can't put words into how I feel about that, you know?
I know.
There's no other country in the world that has their population armed like ours. None.
No.
In Europe, you never hear it. Britain, you can't even own a gun. I don't get it.
Nope.
Why?
Well,
we're obsessed with guns, the gun culture. You know, so, hey, you know, I need guns to protect my family, my home, my property, to go hunting, like you say. But why in Jesus Christ's name does somebody need an AK-47 to go shoot deer? Like
no
you
reason.
Said, you know, just rip the meat and rip the deer apart. You know, we need to cool it with this gun obsession. You know, it's real sickening. And, you know, when Republicans say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the people who lost lives and their families, I want to say to the Republican Party, shove it up your candy asses. There's
it
nothing.
Makes me puke.
Thoughts and prayers don't do a damn thing.
No.
No, they don't change anything. Nothing's changed. Like you said, Sandy Hook, where they killed kindergartners. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, you can't walk the streets, or there's somebody that has a fight at a party and they whip out a gun. What the hell? It's wrong.
I want to go back to for a second, because this young man went to the extreme of posting a 180-page document on the internet. It was hate-filled that is fixated by the notion of the replacement theory, a white supremacist belief that the non-whites will eventually replace white people because of the higher birth rates. The suspect in the paper praised other mass shooters who are also motivated by racist ideology. In the document, the suspect outlined a plan for his alleged attack, including time and place, and wrote he chose this location because of the high concentration of black people. He went on to write that I simply became racist after I learned the truth as he understood it, of course. The white race is dying out. This is a quote from him. And we are doomed by low birth rates and high rates of immigration. Gendron, that is his name, Peyton Gendron, also stated that his attack was beyond all doubt. He is for anti-immigration, anti-ethnic replacement, and anti-cultural replacement. His theories are being compared to once, just like you said, David, Tucker Carlson, as he mentioned the thesis known as the Great Replacement Theory on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary shit, just to put it bluntly. That's scary shit.
Yeah.
It is, and they need to get rid of Carlson and Fox.
Well, you
they're feeding into all the crazies, and they're the ones who watch the show, and they believe all this crap, and the internet. You know, it is just, they're brainwashed. I'm sorry. They're nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, the replacement theory.
So, soon. Yeah, go ahead, Lori.
I was just going to read just a little bit more because I find this fascinating.
Okay.
I truly had no, I mean, look, I mean, I do a lot of reading, but I never knew about this replacement theory stuff. I truly did not. I really thought it was all made up. And then today I started looking into it and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. So let's just talk a little bit about it. The Great Replacement, also known as the Replacement Theory, was decimated by a French author. His name is Bernard Camus. It is a far-right nationalist conspiracy theory. The original theory states, with the complicity or cooperation of replacist elites, the white European populations are being demographically, culturally, replaced by non-white people, especially from Muslim-majority countries, and because of that, there is a high drop of birth rate of white Europeans. I mean, I had no, I mean, truly, did I know about this yesterday? No. I learned something new today.
You know what's
I
funny?
I find it incredible.
I know. And what's funny is that the white people came and replaced the Native Americans. Look what they did with
yes.
them.
Yes.
And they got a nerve to say they don't want immigrants. They are all immigrants. The Native Americans
mm-hmm.
are the only ones that were born here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were put on reservations and exterminated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't
exactly.
get that one at all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
If they want more white people, just have more white babies, you know, hey?
Hey, how about this? Do you think that, you know, if and when the progressive movement, you know, do you think we should expand the Supreme Court to have more justices? We currently have 9,
yeah.
and people are saying this fight against women's rights and other things, you know, should we expand
mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court? Would that help or hinder the situation? What are your thoughts on that, both of you?
I think, yes, we should expand it. Absolutely. Or term limits. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good, mm-hmm. term limits. And if you were lying when you were interviewed to be on the Supreme Court, you can get kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like the three last ones that went on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they all said they would uphold Roe versus Wade, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
That
so that's perjury right
out.
There.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can be kicked off or, you know, impeached
yeah.
because
yeah,
they lied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break here now and have a musical interlude. Still in line.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with a musical interlude.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on the horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, but you sang.
We're back with Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
This is Laura Pica from Michigan. We continue on.
Yes, guest calling number 515-605-9802. The number you call. Say your first name, where you're coming from, where you are, which state you are. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. So now, Joe Manchin, he has put a thrown a monkey wrench in Joe Biden and Democrats on a plan because they want more stringent gun laws and former gun control laws, and Joe Manchin wants to compromise, saying that, oh, mm-hmm. that he doesn't want background checks. He's working with Pat Toomey, the outgoing U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania. They're working on a bill, and it just watered on the whole thing what Joe Biden and Democrats in the Senate trying to do. You know,
yep.
Comment on your feelings on Joe Manchin. I think he's a dinosaur that should, you know, should be
Joe
put
Manchin.
In retirement.
Yeah, Joe, you're right, David. I agree with you 100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. He's a dino. He needs to go. He doesn't agree with anything. Why is he a Democrat? Why? He doesn't agree with anything that they want to do. He puts a monkey wrench in every single thing that they want to do. He gives them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. But why?
I think he gets off on the power. I think he gets off on the power. Like, oh, yes, you know, my vote matters, so I'm going to do everything I can, you know, to stop Democrats. And look, for the money, look who contributing to his reelection. Big pharma, big tobacco, you know, big corporations.
Yep. Yeah, so he can drive in his big yacht.
Exactly. The yacht, I was going to say that. And he's bought and paid for by the coal industry.
Yep.
It's all about the money.
That is what, you know, it's so sad because every single time we talk about a problem in this country, being inflation, that's greed. Everything boils down to making more money, and it's never enough. Never enough. And we, the people, suffer for their obsession with never enough money.
The Supreme Court screwed that up years ago when they said businesses are people too and can contribute as much as they want to the elections of our Congress. And since then, it's been awful. And I don't see any, they're not going to make rules to change their money train. So nothing's going to change. They're the ones that make the rules. Why would they make the rules? It's like the fox watching the chicken coop. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change. I don't know how outside courts can a federal court, can they sue the Congress to change the law? I don't know. How can they be stopped?
Can the gun manufacturers be can they be sued by the victims? Family?
They have been, like Sandy Hook did. I don't know how much they got out of it.
Nothing. I mean, they got something, but it wasn't enough to change anything.
No, to replace a little child? Are you kidding me?
So I guess there's no satisfaction in any of it for us.
We're turning into a third world country. It's scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah, I know.
Fascists, Nazis, white supremacists. This is Mussolini all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we can do.
Well, the House passed a domestic terrorism bill in response to the Buffalo shooting. That's something. The House of Representatives.
Yeah, but didn't half the Republicans didn't vote against it?
Well, of course they will.
But it passed, but it was a lot of them that voted against it.
Yeah, I was going on to read, it was saying it passed legislation that would bolster federal resources to prevent domestic terrorism in response to the racist mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. But the bill faces increasingly familiar burden of an uphill climb to pass the Senate. The 222 to 203 nearly party line House vote was an answer to the growing pressure Congress faces to address gun violence and white supremacist attacks, a crisis that escalated following two mass shootings over the weekend. So, yeah, it's always party lines, and then, it dies. And then it dies. What do you think, David?
Yeah, it was just all talk, no action, just thoughts and prayers. And like I said earlier, you can take your thoughts and prayers, Republicans, and shove it up your asses. Stuff it down NRA throat, you know. And when I hear people online or in person saying, oh, you know, it's just midterm elections, we have a presidential, that is why we can have nice things in America, because attitudes like that, where you see all of the crap going on around you, you know, and instead of going to the polls, and encouraging your family and friends and neighbors and church people to, you know, register to vote, go and vote, and have and try and get Democrats in there, and saying, oh, no, you know, Democrats and Republicans are the same thing. Why should I vote? And when things mm-hmm. get bitched up, and it's a real shit show that happened. So, oh, no, mm-hmm. you know, it's Democrats' fault. How is it Democrats' fault? Democrats trying to do something now to curb the violence of gun control, doing something for healthcare reform, and everything that Democrats try to put forward, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans block it. Why? Because they don't get they don't get away. And politics is about compromise, and Republicans want 99.9% of their way, and Democrats can go to hell. And that's not how it works. You know, and that's why people sit and set up with politics. And, you know, according to the latest poll, if you're supposed to believe polls, it's now tied 46%, where they think that Republicans have an edge because everybody blaming gas prices on Joe Biden, everybody blaming inflation on Joe Biden. Everything is Joe Biden's fault. Where were you when, you know, Donald Trump put in those tariffs against China? Where were you when Donald Trump was just like messing up everything? You know, the media was quiet. Fox News was promoting his bullshit. You know, and they gave him a free pass, basically. So enough of the, oh, you know, it's Democrats' fault, it's Joe Biden's fault. Use critical thinking. Okay, Joe Biden got control of the world. He can't control gas prices. You know, what are Republicans trying to do in terms of, you know, getting lower gas prices, getting baby formula back on the store shelves? You know, positive things. They're all for negative things.
They haven't
things
done anything, David.
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
They
didn't.
They
woman...
voted against the infrastructure. And then they go home and say, oh, look it, I gave you a bridge to their town. And they didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. They voted against it. The problem is now that I read, they want to do all the, they want the governors, their governors put in, so they can put in the Secretary of State and Attorney Generals. So they can regulate the votes and who's counting the votes, and so they control everything. So these midterms are extremely important. We got to get the Democrats out to vote, and you haven't heard anything. They're so quiet. They need to get out there and shout on top of the housetops and tell people what's going on and shake them and say, do something, because this is going downhill fast.
Exactly, because if and when Republicans take control in November after the midterm elections, it's going to, you think it's bad now. Wait till Republicans are in, more tax cuts for the rich. Look at a senator from Florida, a former governor who should have been in prison for the Medicare fraud that he did, Rick Scott. He's now a U.S. senator.
Yep.
And he wants to raise taxes on the middle class and poor people while giving tax breaks to the rich. And people will still vote Republican for that moron. You know, Jesus Christ, America, get it together, man.
And they want to cut Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
Yep.
That's taking care, you know, but the, you know, Elon Musk and Amazon dude and all those don't pay taxes. Ugh, drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It drives everybody crazy. It drives everybody. But, you know, I think there's a I feel that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because Roe versus Wade is a big deal. It's a big deal for millennials. It's a big deal for Gen Z. It's a big deal for all women. And I truly believe it may motivate when is it in June that they're going to
rule on it? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All hell will break loose if they, you know, do what they said that they want to do. Hell will break loose. I mean, last weekend, all over the country, there were marches all over, hundreds and hundreds of marches everywhere, every corner of the country. I do believe that women are motivated. I do believe that they understand that they have to do something. And your vote is the only thing right now that will make a difference. And we have to put the right people in power. And we know who that is. And it's the Democrats. It's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's no other logical explanation. But we can take out Joe Manchin anytime and Sinema, whatever her name is. We can get her out of there as well.
Exactly. We got to get out there and we got to get everybody to vote, you know, the Democrats and everything. Because we're doomed if we don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just last night, 192 Republicans voted against funding to fix the baby formula shortage, okay? 9 Republicans voted against allowing low-income parents to use WIC benefits to buy baby formula. And 203 Republicans voted against the bill to combat domestic terrorism. Now, these are people that are pro-life, though. Don't forget that.
Well, the call itself is pro-life, but, you know.
Yeah, they're pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever forget that.
They're a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't like to get depressed over this. I like to get mad and just, you know, say how I feel and try to talk to people. And that's what we have to do. You know, if all of us bring get 5 people to vote. That's all we need to do. If everyone gets 5 people to vote that have never voted, you know, get them motivated to vote in the midterms, you know, we can beat this. We can do this. But we have to be the spokespeople to do this. You know,
okay, you talked me into it. I'm going to go to our local Democratic office this week and see what I can do for them.
Absolutely. And that to do, it has to be boots on the ground. You know,
exactly.
We can all talk online all we want, and we can complain back and forth, and we can read all the memes we want and all the information we want. But if we don't get boots on the ground and actually try to physically change people's minds and explain to them why.
Well, Michelle Obama
was
talking about going to high schools for 18-year-olds and up and colleges and get them registered to vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it'll affect them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so in Michigan, tell me more about the Secretary of State, Justin Benson.
Yes.
You know, Donald Trump was saying that she should be thrown in prison and executed.
I know, he's a retard. Oh, my God. That poor woman, what she suffered. After the election and stuff, they were protesting in front of her house and everything, and they recounted and everything, picked over everything, and it was still 100% Biden. It wasn't the idiot, you know. Biden won. There wasn't any fraud anywhere. So she did her job. She did it well. She did it with courage.
And the way that Republicans treated Big Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, you know, it's appalling.
It's appalling.
It's really disgusting.
Yes, right. It is very disgusting.
I know. They're blaming her for the gas shortage, too. Like, she can control the gas. Are you kidding me?
Right? I mean, you ask yourself, where's critical thinking? You know? Gretchen Whitmer and Joe Biden has no control over gas prices.
Or inflation. It's the whole world is inflated because of the virus and then the war.
Talking about, Gretchen, Governor Whitmer, she proposed a $10 million investment to prevent gun violence and make our community safe. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans voted it down by 94%.
Our whole state legislature is all Republican. And she hasn't got a prayer to get anything passed.
Well, that's what we have to change.
Exactly.
There was a little bit of good news from last night's in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman won a nomination for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes, that's good news. That was one. I read a couple today. Also, Democrat Charles Booker has just won the nomination for U.S. Senate in Kentucky. He needs to get to the finish line in November as well. That's two states. Pennsylvania, they were kind of worried about Pennsylvania, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they're worried about Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
How about this? In Pennsylvania, the Republican side is us, the black lady, and the other kook. Has their primary gone yet, or it hasn't come up yet, the Republican primary in Pennsylvania?
That was yesterday,
okay,
yeah.
And Oz win?
And she
who
lost.
Won the Republican primary?
That crazy black lady? Yeah, she lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she got cremated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that woman
is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's crazy.
Oh.
So they pick on? Did they pick on?
Pardon?
Did they pick Oz in Pennsylvania, the Republican side? That's what I'm asking.
Hasn't been decided.
It hasn't been decided. Too close to call. Okay.
Gotcha.
The Ohio race replaced Rob Portman. It was a real... fight between a Trump Republican and a regular Republican. Any word on that, or that primary is still going on?
I did not hear anything about that today. Yeah, I didn't hear that today.
Okay.
I didn't either.
Okay.
But I did.
Okay,
hear
carry on, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Madison Cawthorn. Guess what? He lost his primary.
Lost.
He was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he shouldn't talk about orgies, huh?
Yeah. And you know what I want to ask him, if I get a chance, though? What was the deal with him and that guy playing around, sword fighting in bed? I mean, hey, listen, if you're all about that and you're gay and thing, knock yourself out. What you do in your bedroom is your business. But when you're a congressperson or some elected official who have the power to help people move forward and not hinder people, then being a hypocrite because, he lashed out against the gay lifestyle, LGBTQ, but yet still, on tape, you're having him sword fighting with another dude. What's that about? What's that hypocrisy about?
I don't know either.
Madison Cawthorn, if you're gay,
and then you're stupid enough to film it.
Right?
I know.
Good Lord.
You don't videotape stuff like that. It's crazy. He's a moron.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
No, he's gone.
Like
he's
most
gone.
Republicans.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gone.
Bye, Felicia. Yep.
Bye, Felicia is right.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Yes, man. Yeah, what else happening in the United States that worth talking about?
So much. Well, the baby formula thing is, do you know that we only have 4 manufacturers that make baby formula in this country? And I mean, it's not like we have an abundant supply of all over the country, all these plants that make it. We don't. So the one closed down because wasn't it contaminated or something?
Yes, that's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that must be the magic number. We only had 4 meatpacking plants in the whole United States. And, and remember all the problems with COVID and the meatpacking plants? It's because they're all monopolies. They don't allow smaller companies in, bought and paid for. There we go again.
Yeah.
No, we need more competition, and we need to make our stuff here, not abroad in China or whatever. We need the computer chips and all that, because the COVID, with everything bottlenecked, and they still got ships sitting out there with stuff on them,
Right.
We got to fix that.
Oh, you better believe it.
Hey, ladies, what do you think about Georgia Senate race between Herschel Walker, the presumptive Republican nominee, a former football star? He's going up against Reverend Warnock, who is the Democratic incumbent. Do you think Herschel Walker Senate shine?
I don't know. It's
Herschel Walker is an idiot. Herschel Walker is an idiot. When you hear this person, you think O.J. Simpson was a dumbass? When you hear Herschel Walker speak, you know, you're like, oh, no.
He's got brain damage playing football, right?
Probably, you know, because what he's saying makes no sense. It's frightening.
Plus,
he has a black
wasn't
man.
Wasn't he domestic violence or something he was charged with?
Yes, he threatened. Yeah, he's threatened to murder his ex-wife and a couple of things.
good example. I mean, that's the kind of upstanding citizen you want in Congress, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but yeah, he's a Christian and he has changed. No, go away. Herschel Walker. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's separation of church and state, but it doesn't look like it, does it? The far right, they're Christian, and they can call all the shots, but, separation of church and state isn't part of in their language, right? Everybody has to be Christian.
That's
right. Heaven forbid if you're something else.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
It's so
important. It's a joke. The politics has turned a joke in America.
It is. We're a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Poor President Biden goes abroad, and they probably just shake their head and say, what the hell is going on in America?
Well, they were glad to see him instead of the other guy.
Of course they were. But they're not saying it's his fault. They're just saying, what the hell is going on in America?
What is happening to America? We were the upstanding and the model for democracy in the world, and look what's happened.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a joke.
Let's hope the joke is on them.
Say that again?
I said, let's hope that the joke is on them.
I hope we turn this around. We have to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have hope. I mean, I have hope. I'm not one of those people that just gives up. I'm not one of those. I won't give up. I will continue to do my thing, but everyone else has to do their thing too.
Mm-hmm.
And look at real facts, not fiction that they listen to on the internet and on Fox. Look at the real things in this world. If they look, listen, learn, and think about it, rather than be a cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Susie, thanks for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Great show, you guys. Keep it up.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susie.
Good night.
I'll talk.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so one more thing on Herschel Walker. He did say that he won't bid primary opponents, and that's to show how shallow and thick and uneducated Herschel Walker is. And his son... His son, Christian Walker, is another nutcase. But when I think of Christian Walker, the time of day on this program, because...
We can't give any of them a time of day because they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to really say the shooter's name because it polarizes them, and I hate it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked up his name today. I really didn't even know his name. So... okay, so 26 billionaires, including Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, paid just a fraction of the taxes that the average American owes.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to get change in this? I mean, 2017, you know?
Uh-huh.
They passed all the... they pay zero tax, so, and it would be it would be nice if they passed it on to their employees,
mm-hmm.
but they don't.
Yeah, and somewhere we can overcome that is having a bigger Supreme Court or get a majority in the Supreme Court to overturn Citizens United. That's the only way, because mm-hmm. corporations and, you know, rich individuals, not saying anything wrong with being, you know, wealthy, knock yourself out, live the American dream. But these rapacious people, you know, when we had the whole COVID thing, their wealth increased while people suffered and everything, you know, and that's just atrocious, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, if you tax the rich, tax corporations like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, if they have enough money to buy, build a spaceship to go out of space for a couple of seconds, they must have money to pay the workers. You know, Amazon, you know, they're you can't go to the bathroom at Amazon, for example. You have to be at your desk, doing your thing, you know, and that's slavery, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, that's slavery. American workers deserve better than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We deserve better than that.
Well, you know, I was just reading, for instance, the effective tax rate on wealth growth for Jeff Bezos is 1.1%. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. For Bill Gates, it was 10.7%.
Mm-hmm.
The effective tax rates for 14 billionaires on reported income compared to how much wealth they actually grew. I mean, they are literally, whatever they're making in profit, they're pocketing. They're not paying any tax on their profit. And they're reinvesting it into Elon Musk. He wants to spend, what, $43 billion for Twitter, which I think he's regretting right now. But, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel sorry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, President Biden is trying to pass to reform the tax code. But
mm-hmm.
there's always resistance. You know,
mm-hmm.
just resist it.
Yeah. Do you think that Donald Trump would run for president in 2024 again? You know, or do you think he'll go to prison? I hope he, have a heart attack or stroke and die, but that's just what you'll figure
my hope,
on my part.
Well, my hope is maybe mm-hmm. there's three things that I'm hoping. Well, I'm hoping, no, that he doesn't run, number one. Number two, I'm hoping he goes to prison. And the third thing is, what you said. Meet his
maker. I hope he dies in prison.
His maker, yeah. His maker, I should say.
Yes. Who's Satan?
You know, whoever it is. Let it be whoever it wants to be. But, it's, he needs to do that. There's just no doubt. I don't know. I don't think that he really wants to run for president. I think he just wants to start fires everywhere. And like
mm-hmm.
Susie said, they want to get their governors in there, their secretary of state in there, their attorney generals in there. They want their school boards to be filled with all these nut jobs that are banning books and
mm-hmm.
starting from, you know, local all the way up. That is what their plan is. That's what their
mm-hmm.
plan is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's no accountability with these people, basically. They just talk, out their asses with no facts and nothing backing them up in terms of facts. And because some people are so vulnerable and so gullible, it's, oh, yes, you know, the immigrants coming to take our jobs, take our way of life. You know, it's like... you have to draw a line between truth and fable and racism. Like critical
mm-hmm.
race theory, for example. That's real history, not this whitewash crap that we have in schools now, where, you know, you whitewash and sugarcoat history. You know, why
mm-hmm.
are some people, whether black, white, purple, orange, blue, against critical race theory? You know, it's the truth. I guess truth hurts. You know, why don't you want to teach what history, what happened in history?
Absolutely. Well, they don't want, they want to keep everyone dumb. You know, they don't want people to know the truth.
Exactly.
They don't want people to know the truth, because if they knew the truth, then everything would backfire on them.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line of that, you know.
And what's going to happen, like in 2045, 2050, according to the statistics by the Labor Board, that shows that America will turn a majority-minority country where black marry white, you know, black marry Jewish, you know, it's just a whole intermingling, and white population
Absolutely.
Won't be in the majority anymore. While our heads will explode and they'll die, well, that's wishful thinking on my part, you know, for the racist that is. But, you know, we have a long way to go in terms of healing. And how do we heal if we don't tell the truth? Look on Germany today. They don't hide the Nazi past. They teach the Nazis what the Nazis did so you don't make that mistake again. But here in America, we have it opposite. We're, oh, no, let's just whitewash this. You know, slavery, you know, we got some guests from Africa who came over in boats and, you know, did indentured servitude for no money. That's what's been actually written in the history books. If that's not whitewashing, I don't know what it is. We should cut
it out. Well, that's what they want. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being kept barefoot and pregnant. Same theory, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you want
what
to regulate the woman, regulate
happen?
The penis first.
Right. So what do you think is going to happen with Roe versus Wade in your gut?
Well, the conservative majority and, God forbid, a Republican majority in both houses of chambers of Congress, I think we're going like back to the 1950s. It's going to be hard for women, especially, you know, their rights are going to be taken away from them.
I guess what I'm asking you is, do you think that the Supreme Court justices have changed their minds?
No, no. They're Christian fundamentalist morons and assholes, you know, especially that guy who loved beer. What's his face? Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I like beer. You know?
No.
Yeah, he's a quote-unquote Christian. You know, go to hell, Kavanaugh. Gorsuch, the lady, what's her name? I can't remember her name, though. I'm just so annoyed with this whole damn Supreme Court thing and picking a woman's right to choose. You know, how dare you?
Know.
You know, mind your business.
That's
love
what I'm
and
asking.
Passion.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is, with all the protesting, and they know that over 70% of the country is pro-choice, they will actually turn, you know, shut down Roe versus Wade.
They're Christian fundamentalists,
the
and they won't change. They won't change.
You don't think
they're
so?
They're Christian fundamentalists. No, they're not going to change.
No.
I'm just being realistic here.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
put Christian
you are.
Principles
in
the
to.
Bible above the Constitution. And, you know, and that's why we can have nice things in America. Because of idiots like them, the religion comes in and just, you know, shit on everything, basically. Religion is garbage. Religion causes wars. Religion is foolishness. A fairy tale. If anybody who's listening get offended with that, kiss my ass. I don't care. But anyway, half your things. We have 20 minutes to go. And the European Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid, England and England, respectively. It's going to be on the 28th of this month. So y'all could come out to the craft room in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a real good place, you know. The making their own beers, the own cider, and different spirits. Come on out. This Sunday as well. Come on out this Sunday, 9 o'clock a.m. The craft room, you have to check it out. Some nice girls are bartenders there. Dominic, the head bartender there, he's awesome. You know, come support Liverpool football team. You know, they're going
maybe
through
I'll,
English
you know, maybe I'll buy a ticket and fly in.
Ha ha. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Because there's a big Liverpool town list. Liverpool, Manchester United, Chelsea, and Tottenham Hotspur. You know, the fan base is real thick there with those clubs, especially Liverpool. You know, and stuff has really taken off in America for the better, for the most part. Mm. Speaking of soccer, recently I heard that there's a ruling that the United States women's team will get equal pay to the men, which is a good thing.
Oh, that's good news. They're going to get it,
you said? Yes,
that's
equal
awesome.
Pay.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Because they've won basically everything on the sun, the women's team, compared to the men. Yeah. The men haven't won anything for the past so much years. And they get, like, millions of dollars in endorsements, thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in, you know, whatever perks and everything. And they haven't won jack compared to the women. So it's a good day in women's sports when the U.S. national women's team get equal pay like the men.
Well, maybe that'll spread to sport. That's really good news. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
only fair.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it really is only fair. That's very nice.
For some reason you're breaking up. Your sentence is breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I said it's only fair. That they get equal pay for equal work, and it is work, even though it's fun work for them, maybe, but it is equal pay for equal work, and that's awesome. I really like that.
Yes, man. What do you think? Do you think the Supreme? I change that question. Flip it on your side. And say, do you think the Supreme Court justices will change their mind?
I'm always an eternal optimist, but do I think at the end that they will change their minds?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one, but I highly doubt it. And then the fallout will come. And that is why I think that possibly it's really going to hurt them in the midterms. And I think from that we might get term limits. So it might turn into a positive thing. But it's going to be a mess. Just think about a woman that has a miscarriage, no fault of her own. I mean, I had one, no fault of my own. And you cannot have a DNC because they consider that an abortion. And you need that DNC because you need to have that, you need to be cleaned out, so to speak, so that you don't go septic. How can they say that you cannot have a DNC if you have miscarried? I mean, how insane is that? How far do they want to go?
Yeah.
That's
the basic moving off the Bible, which is a fantasy, really. The Bible is a fantasy.
Does the Bible actually talk about abortion? Like I've said before, I've really never read the Bible. I've read verses here and there, but I've never really read the Bible. And I don't know, does the Bible talk about abortion? I don't know.
Nope, it don't talk about abortion. Don't talk about homosexuality.
Pardon?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I'm telling you, it doesn't speak about abortion or homosexuality or whatever. You know, these religious nutcases, they pick out things in the Bible, cherry pick, you know, and to suit
and there's
them.
The Old Testament, there's the New Testament, and interpretation.
Yeah.
I think I could read a sentence and think of it and read it and comprehend it one way, and you could read the same sentence and maybe comprehend it a different way, or, you know, have your opinion be different than my opinion. And I think that's what's happening in many ways.
That's
so
right.
Do I think that the Supreme Court is going to back down at the end? They've got a lot of heat on them. Maybe they'll water it down. I don't know. I think it's 50-50, you think?
No. As I said earlier, those stupid, ignorant Christian people who are in the Supreme Court will not change their mind. They're arrogant,
yeah.
They're ignorant, and they're full
so
of shit, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Clarence Thomas, you know, that whole story was smothered. You know, his wife was, you know,
mm-hmm.
January 6th, she was, I think she was probably involved in it in some way. And
yeah, she was involved. She, Matt Meadows
yeah.
got instructions from her via text message about how to
mm-hmm.
block and how to, like, so she should be in front of that January 6th committee, you know, spilling her guts,
yes.
saying what she knows,
yes.
because the text message is in there. So, you know,
yes.
to hell, if that's not
and
conflict of interest.
Right. So why haven't they, told Clarence Thomas, I'm sorry, you need to take a leave of absence. You need to step down
because
until we get
Democrats
all this
stuff out. Play weak. Democrats are too chicken shit and coward. You know, they're like, oh, no, you know, when they stoop low, we go high. Fuck that shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're rather
mm-hmm.
not know, man. You know, the Democrats should take off the gloves and whoop their ass, put them over their knees and spank them and say, not the Republicans. You know, you did this, so we called out on it. You know,
I mean,
that's
point
what we should
point,
stand
yeah.
up for people. That's why people elected us. Act like Democrats,
yeah.
you know. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to rile up for 10
point.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You
10
can
minutes.
Be riled up.
And we don't have any more callers, do we? Let me check. Do we have any more callers? No, we don't have any more callers. 12 minutes
okay.
left. Okay. Final interlude, musical interlude. I hope you like it. Last Farewell
mm-hmm.
by Roger Whittaker. Here it is.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
There's a ship lies wrecked and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow, for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be born that ship tomorrow. Though my heart is full of tears of farewell. Oh, it was beautiful, and I loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. Oh, it was beautiful, and I loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. I heard there's a wicked war of pain, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, they got on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell. For it was beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word could tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word could tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell
never gave a stranger a sweet eye. The heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I continue to England, I shall watch the English miss grow the dead. For you, Lord, beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you, Lord, beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
We're back with Kitchen Politics 123, the Raider Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, and this is Lori Picka in Michigan. I have Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying I have a little bit of good news to report. I did not know that AOC just got engaged.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, congratulations to her.
Yes, she confirmed it. AOC met her longtime partner, Riley Roberts, when they were students at Boston University. The New York lawmaker told Insider that the two got engaged in Puerto Rico in April. AOC confirmed on Thursday that she's engaged to her longtime partner, Riley Roberts. Yep, it's true, she said. She said that they were engaged, and she added on Twitter that they got engaged in Puerto Rico last month and were taking some space to savor their engagement before beginning the wedding process planning, planning for the wedding process. We got engaged last month in Puerto Rico, family hometown in Puerto Rico, she tweeted. No future details yet, taking some space to savor this time before diving into planning. Isn't that great? I'm happy for her.
Yes, it is. Yes, definitely. Yes,
that's
congratulations
awesome.
To her.
She is such a fighter. She is a beautiful person. She's gorgeous, and congrats to her. Makes me happy to see that.
Yes, definitely.
She's 32
she deserves
years old,
happiness.
I think. Yes.
Yes, and you know, is she a future Speaker of the House, or better yet, future President of the United States? Only time will tell.
Yeah.
She's doing excellent work with the squad in Congress.
Sure is.
Yeah,
she doesn't back down.
Republicans are scared of her. Yes, we need to get her on the show. She and other members of the squad, they're good people.
Yeah, she's so
smart. Okay, 5 minutes left on the show, so I have to wrap up now. So what do you think? Will we have sensible gun control laws? Will Democrats retake the House and the Senate? What are your thoughts?
The gun control, sensible? No. No. I mean, what would be sensible to me would be the background check. You know, it's easier to buy a car or to get a driver's license than to, you know, it's harder, I should say, to buy a car or get a driver's license than it is to get a gun. The background check needs to be very thorough. They should be able to go online and see if they have any mental issues, that sort of thing. Do I think that that's going to happen anytime soon? Absolutely not. It hasn't happened yet. And it's just common sense stuff. Common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as far as the Democrats winning the midterms, I'm not going to say they're not going to win. What are you going to say?
Yeah, with this whole Roe versus Wade thing, it has already backfired on Republicans. And they're painting themselves in the corner. And this gun control thing, where we'll have mass shootings. People are sick and fed up with that. We need strong gun control laws. Yes. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and sharing on Facebook and all the social media. You can catch us on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And go to Liverpool, come this Sunday in Albuquerque. You know, go to the craft room. Trust me, you'll have fun. If you're not a soccer fan, you know, give it a shot.
I love soccer. I've loved soccer ever since I was a little girl.
All right. So that's our show for tonight. We want to thank the caller from West Virginia, and Susan, Michigan, and for everyone for listening and sharing. We really appreciate it and we're humbled. This is David Franklin in New Mexico.
And Lori Picka in Michigan. And I hope everyone has a good evening and be safe out there. Keep your eyes open and hope to talk to you all next Thursday. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you.